Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I stepped aside for that because I ruined the last one and I shouldn't have done that. And I'm glad that you asked that question.
Well, the only reason I ask about Justin Fields, obviously, is we are wondering how close we really are. And it was a big conversation at the start of the show. The Browns only traded one guy. And I said, that's kind of bizarre the way that NFL teams operate when they're 2-7, old, and expensive. Those teams always start trading guys, and they start getting draft picks because they want to become young and inexpensive.
Yeah.
But you did make the case about comp picks, and you still got Myles Garrett. He's really good. Well, you still got Denzel Ward.
You're still supposed to have this dead money on this cap, and I'm thinking, well, do you want to just trade these guys and get the picks? Yeah, but if you're paying for nothing, like, is this year really the year you trade him? Like, I can't believe I'm saying that. So many people are going to think that's stupid, and maybe it is at first blush. But do you want to trade him now, or do you want to see what you can do for one more year with him? And it sounds like I'm dragging this problem out even further, but because there's going to be dead cap on top of it, it's like, well, if you're paying him, they might as well work for you. Does that make any sense to you? Like, all right, I could pay him to go away, or I could pay him to work for me, and if we put a different quarterback back there, you know, maybe they can be a wild card team. Maybe they can.
Yeah, well, any team.
Maybe I'll have an arm grow out of my ass. I don't know.
Kenny,
I'm just pointing
crazy.
It out to you, Tone.
That's not crazy at all. There are going to be some bad teams this year that are in the wild card next year.
Okay.
That's how this thing works. That's what happened with, Houston wasn't a wild card last year. They ended up winning their division.
Do you take Justin Fields? I mean, let's go down the list if you want to. We should have Mitch come up with a list. I mean, how many guys out there are out there now that you would go, yeah, he gives us a serious chance. If he starts at the beginning of the year, he gives us a chance to go to the playoffs. That would be available. How many guys? Can you name any? Is Justin Fields a guy who gives you a realistic shot to go to the playoffs if he starts week one?
I am a lot more down on Fields than I was, you know, a few years ago.
Yeah.
It's tough because and then when you hear Pony say, well, not good under center, not good turning his back to the defense. Boy, it sounds like the stuff that we were worried about with Deshaun Watson. And that would mean that one thing we do know is if Justin Fields is here next year, it's not going to be this Kevin Stefanski offense. That is not going to happen.
Okay.
So does that mean maybe Justin Fields with a new head coach?
Oh, geez. Here we go again.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
But I'm not going to prioritize that. I'm not going to get rid of a coach that's been good for Justin Fields. He's not good enough for me to make that change at head coach to pacify a guy that I don't even know if he's a starter in the NFL. Do we know? Is Justin Fields a starter in the NFL?
I don't know.
At this stage of the game?
Okay, then let's go down the list again. What about Michael Penix? What would you trade for him? I don't think Kirk Cousins letting go of that job anytime soon. Does it seem like that to you guys? Anybody interested in a Michael Penix?
I don't know. What should I be thinking about Michael Penix?
With the goal that they are making the playoffs next year?
He's got a lot of... that you have to... Guys, if you're going to have these players on this team because of the contracts, you might as well try to do something with them. So that means, I guess, we're trying to be a lot... I can't even say it without... I can't say it and mean it in the same sentence. So what am I supposed to do here?
Yeah, the problem... The Penix, I'll be a little unfair on this, is because the last time I needed him to play well...
Oh, that's totally unfair.
It is unfair.
That's totally unfair.
But it also was the only game he had pressure on him, and he was dreadful. He looked like he didn't belong. And that's one thing that... I know that's stupid to look at one game. You would never do that as an evaluator.
Many of people do.
But
many of people do.
Man, I think of him against Michigan.
I don't agree with it.
And I'm like, you look like you didn't belong on the same field in that national championship game.
Well, it looked like most of the team didn't belong on the same field in that national championship game. They did have two good offensive linemen, at least two good.
They
had a good offensive line. And they had Roma Dunze on that wide receiver core, who was one of the best, who was arguably the best in college football last year. I think some Ohio State fans would beg to differ, and I'd probably agree, but arguably, it's an arguable thing. One of the best wide receivers in college football. Either way, I mean, that's the pickings right now. Unless you want to talk about other guys, and I'm sure there will be plenty of other people. So then it becomes, okay, should we just pay the fiddler now and should we just blow it up? Well, you already had half of it happen or part of it happen because of the trade deadline. You will have opportunities to move people before the draft comes around because the new league year will start before the draft. All right, well, you have to make difference. You have to make changes or decisions on changes of philosophy by the time that comes around. So, yeah, I guess the question is, should the Browns just blow the damn thing up at the end of the year? 216-474-0092. I want to give you an argument, other than the cap, of why they shouldn't. But if the cap is such a demonic thing, which I know what I've said about the cap many times, I still feel that way. If it's such a thing that keeps us from doing anything, all right, fine. Then I guess put them to work for you.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Yeah. They're your players. They sell jerseys. They put people in the stands. People like them. They like Myles Garrett. They like your offensive linemen as individuals right now. I think as a group, it hasn't been that good. Defensively, there's some guys there that people like. Okay, fine.
Yeah, I just
put
don't
them
know.
Out there to work again.
I just don't know who's going to be on this team.
Going to have to find a different quarterback.
I don't know who's going to be on this team anyway. I mean, is Petonio on this team next year? Is Wyatt Teller on this team next year?
Petonio could very well retire. But Wyatt Teller could very... I can't guarantee that next year.
Are we fooling ourselves all the way around?
More than likely. But I'm in a situation now where if I bring in a rookie quarterback, if I trade a bunch of players and I bring in a rookie quarterback, I'm not going to have the roster to support the rookie quarterback. But if I keep those players and I bring in a rookie quarterback, I might be able to better support the rookie quarterback, but it might just take me to this level to where I need other players that are going to help that rookie quarterback really ultimately succeed. And if I only have these players that can help me get to this level, then it feels like I'm just spinning my wheels. Or he's not going to be able to properly develop. So, yeah, you're in a real conundrum. And I know we make this way harder than it needs to be because it's just like, hey, you know what? Sometimes you just take Jaden Daniels and you end up doing well. Most of the time you don't, though. And so you have to know how to do this. And in team management, team building, they've acted very desperately here over the last couple of years. And I've had to support it because you had to act desperately. Well, now the bill's just about due on all these guys. But if you're going to have these guys here at the end of this season, then yeah, I mean, unless somebody comes in and makes a godfather offer and then you know, things can be designated after the post-June 1st with some of the other guys out there, like you're still going to be in such arrears because of the quarterback's contract, you're going to be still in a lot of trouble. That's why I still keep telling people, guys, you're going to draft a quarterback because he's the only one that you can get people behind that are going to believe whatsoever. They're not going to believe any of the... Is Justin Fields going to sell any tickets for Browns fans?
No. No, I don't think that's going to deliver.
Maybe if you were that big of an Ohio State fan.
Even then.
Okay, so there you go. Because you're the biggest Ohio State fan I know right now, and you're even doing it.
I think there'd be just some general excitement because they'll try to sell you on a dual quarterback, can run, can pass. But I just think there's so many warts there on his resume that we've seen, and he really has not gotten better.
So
nothing I saw in Pittsburgh led me to believe he's evolved or gotten better at the game.
So no Justin Fields. Michael Penix makes you kind of meh. Anybody else that you can think of off the top of your head? No? Yes? Anybody? Anybody at all? Anybody in the room? Anybody in the sausage closet? Is there any fake Cowboy fan in there who wants to say anybody? Okay, so that's where we're at.
Well, Dak Prescott
it's
might be.
It's mum around the room.
Dak might be available.
Okay. That's two expensive quarterbacks that people say can't play the position.
I know.
Now, I'd much rather have Dak than Deshaun Watson.
Well,
but
Dak would be a massive upgrade over what you were getting out of Deshaun.
He's a great regular season quarterback.
Well, right now you have a guy who threw three picks the other day, and he's still an upgrade over what you had with Deshaun.
Yeah.
That is not a feather in Deshaun Watson's cap. I got two quarterbacks that, when they don't play well, make my offense look bad. But I think that that's part of the conversation that the Browns have to have. All right, if I get a better quarterback back there that can be any bit more consistent than any of these other guys, will my offense be any good? Well, it was good, but it was only good for one game against Baltimore. Well, here we are having the same damn conversation that we had all last offseason. We took the one half against Baltimore last year and wrote it out for the rest of the offseason and said that might be where he picks up from. And it didn't happen. All right, am I going to take one half again or one game against Baltimore and say that might be where the rest of the offense picks up from? And we talk about all different philosophies and all different players, all these other different machinations, and you still end up in the same nasty boat. And I think a lot of fans would go, guys, what are you talking about? Just blow that damn thing up. It's just not that simple. Before, in 2016, it was simple. You had guys coming off the contracts. You could blow it up. Now, I don't know where to begin because I don't know where all the other contracts finish. I don't know where all the dead cap is going to be. And it's going to be more, it might be better for the Browns. Like, if you use the end-all, be-all player, Myles Garrett, right? There would be cap that you would have hit on you because of the dead cap. Is it better to just play Myles Garrett and have him be the cornerstone of your franchise, have him be the player that everybody loves, knowing that you're going to take a quarterback and maybe be a somewhat competitive team, hopefully? Or do you just want to pay the fiddler, not have him play on your football team, have dead cap, and then not be able to have a great defense to help out the quarterback you're going to take anyway?
But what's funny is the teams that have done some of that stuff, Washington, they traded away their high-priced, big-name, good defensive players, and they're better. They've gotten better, and they did it in record time. Houston traded all their high-priced guys. They got better in record time. Younger in the NFL is getting better these days. It's not the league that we used to remember when we were younger.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.